XPR versus Xterm. Are they playing yet? Bum, 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 bum. Of course, I clicked the wrong QTV. But.SE30000. But.SE30000. It's the wrong one. It is 14. Yes, 14. Pascal and Xterm. Finally. Pascal is ready. And I'm not sure this is live. Fuck. 3, 2, 1, go. Pascal with the red armor, and Pascal is going to make it to grenade launcher first. Looks like LG is his if he wants it. Instead, he's going to get close to a frag here, not yet. So 0-0 XPR with the red, he's going to time it against the mega. Pascal picking up a lightning gun, so does XPR. He's going to jump to the tube, and Mega is secure. There, Pascal is up top near the grenade launcher. XPR rocket jumping to the right armor, all through the low area. A risky rocket jump, but it paid off. And XPR, just like that, has the map locked down. Now, XPR has 13 ping, and Pascal has 25. It looks like this is a Russian server. Pascal now camping the green armor, which really has been his main response so far. He's got 4 rockets, and XPR has 1 rocket. Scoreless here in the first minute. The opening minute. Now XPR has 104, 103, not enough time to time the Mega. So he's going to wait the next 10 seconds here with the red armor. Now Pascal really doesn't know what to do. What he needs to do is, I guess what he's doing now, keep his distance, try and get some long distance shots. Here he gets XPR pinned down with the LG and makes it look effortless. Easy. Now XPR answers with a frag. But that was a great, I mean, XPR had the upper hand of the map, and Pascal really just evened it out with that awesome LG. Now it's 1-1 with 8 minutes remaining. XPR lands a good shot to the face. And now XPR going to get the lightning gun. Almost got trapped there by using the double teleporter, but he's going to take the lead now. And it looks like he's going to grab this red. He won't be able to control the Mega, but I think he's very happy with so far what he has done, because Pascal there gave him a scare for a second. Now Pascal does not have the LG. He hasn't picked it up yet after getting killed that time. XPR does have the LG there, a full 100 cells worth. And I think he's going to try and work to deny Pascal the LG after that brief shaft rape that was administered to him. XPR now working without any rockets. And Pascal there going for the LG. Let's see if XPR can trap him. Yes, he's going to trap Pascal. And an easy frag. And a good spawn for XPR on Pascal's side. Pascal spawns, of course, at the Mega side. XPR now coming in strong with the red armor. Let's see if he can get the third kill here. I mean, the fourth kill, yes. And the Mega ship comes soon. Now, XPR's LG just not on target. He's forced to retreat there from the Mega. He's actually going to give up a frag as well. They're going to trade frags at the Mega. And Pascal again making it better for him after it looked like it was hopeless. It looked like XPR had the map locked. So Pascal very confident. XPR again without rockets. And Pascal just taking advantage that I think he knows that he has a better shaft than XPR. And of course XPR is not noted for his LG. He's one of the top Russian players, but that's only because of his tactical sense. His LG is probably, you know, 5th or 10th best in Russia. Somewhere there. As you can see now, XPR trying to bait Pascal, the Mega. Pascal not going to go for it just yet. He's going to grab the red, make sure that's nice and secure, just like his underwear. And now he's going to move in. He's got 64 cells, now 76. Cells, and just playing real cautious. There's a one frag here at stake that could possibly tie it up for Pascal. He's a one frag down. And they haven't seen each other now for almost a minute. Finally, they're going to get some shots off at each other. Well, XPR misses his, but that's fine. Pascal using the fake bump technique. And there he's gonna grab the red without wasting a rocket. He's got only two left here. So he's going for the Mega, but he's too late. Or is he? XPR. There he finally gets it. That shaft from Pascal. It's just like there's a bullseye in XPR's butthole. Wow, what a awesome shaft by Pascal. Doesn't get him the kill though. And believe it or not, it made things worse. XPR got position on the red, now he's got the red. And XPR now gonna probably get this Mega here. Catches Pascal off guard, and it's checkmate. XPR might not have the aim, but he knows what to do. He knows how to run circles around his opponent. Takes health for Pascal. He's gonna grab the... Nope, not even gonna grab the red there. Doesn't matter if he would grab the red or the black armor or the rainbow armor. He couldn't save him when he had 6 health, so... 7-4 now, XPR slowly pulling away in the first map, I think. I think it's the first map. I hope it's the first map. I hope I didn't miss something. But if I do last scores, I crash. It's a QTV bug that they're working on. XPR now picking up 2 shaft kills. I mean, XPR's shaft is not so bad, but he's kind of like Reppy in that regard, that against the very good shaft players, it's just not enough. XPR running the Mega now, that's going to give Laxap, or Pascal, whatever the fuck his name is, an easy route to the red armor. There it is for X-Term, right? And now it's XPR who is camping the green. And this is a perfect opportunity here for XPR to make a move for the red armor. Go, 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 go. Oh, he lost it. He could have defended the red armor here. Now Pascal going to make his move. And XPR, I mean, it's easy for me to say, I see both players, but XPR could have gotten the red armor there. I guess he's just playing it safe. He's got 5 frag lead, and he's going to keep it that way. And really, there's only less than 3 minutes remaining for Pascal to make up these frags. Again, Pascal in a bad position here at the green armor. Oh, but the shaft makes up for it. And XPR spawning slow. He's going to spawn at the Mega. Now with a green, he should be able to defend this mega, or at least escape into the red. That's going to be his game plan now. And he plays after him. They trade frags. XPR now for the red. And Lagstaff taking the wrong way around. He might get a kill here. One health left for XPR, and finally he goes down. 96. A three frag difference. Though XPR getting the red armor spawn, but it's not enough. The shaft comes through again for X-Turn. That shaft is just lethal. But right now it's pretty chaotic for the last 30 seconds. And finally, I mean, it was inevitable that XPR would get a frag off one of those spawns and break Lagstaff's momentum, because Lagstaff just, you know, was kind of all over the place. And when that happens, you can only get the aim on for that much over time. And there, the aim falters, finally, for Lagstaff. 11-7 with a minute remaining. And with XPR in the red, and Pascal with nothing, not just getting dominated. Did I say dominated? Because Pascal just picked up two quick frags. XPR giving up a smiley there. But 30 seconds remaining. I mean, it could get close here, but, you know, three frags. Now he just has this lost spawn, and it's mathematically impossible. He misses the rocket jump, but... Oops, I lost Quake. Okay, I'm back. 13-2, holy crap, it's close. Oh, 2 seconds, but XPR escapes. Wow, that was close. One frag, your final score is 13-2 in XPR's favor. Pascal with 32%, LG XPR with 28, and they want to go to a Swedish server. Now I have to find this fucking server. Alright, back to Q2B. Let's find the server. So I guess they're going to be fair. Okay, it's Gibbage. Gibbage.mine.nu 28501 or 21 QTB play 21 at QTB. Omicron at 5. Oh, what the fuck? QW is Omicron. Alright, map 2 of the XPR versus Pascal slash Xterm slash Lagstaff slash insert more aliases here. Russian versus Swedish showdown. Har du sån slott vin fita? I don't click buttons. I use the command line prompt because I am an elite hacksaw. Buttons are for noobs. And they're ready. Now the ping is different now. 12 for Pascal and 38 for XPR. So XPR has like 13 more on Lagstaff's home server than Lagstaff had on the XPR home server. Anyway, 2-1 and go. Pascal with the mega. Oh, the full start spawn for Pascal, as if the ping advantage was not enough. And this is awesome for Pascal. All the momentum he needs now. Easy first frag. Makes it look nice and flashy. And XPR now making his move to the mega, but Pascal going to the green armor. And he knows he made a mistake here. He's going to give up the red. And he's too late now. He's waiting there, but you're too late, buddy. It's past the 30-second mark. Well, that's okay. I mean, XPR... still at a disadvantage. He doesn't have the timing on the mega, and well, he doesn't need DLG, but he just opened that door. And of course he has a frag behind. So here Pascal going to get the red on 58. He comes up, jumps through the tube for the mega. There's the there's the opening blocked by XPR. But of course, when you have less armor, not going to work. 2 to the negative 1 as XBR bores. Now Pascal did not time that map lock at all well. I mean, he left way too much time between Mega and Red, which means that XBR now took to Red without a fight. And at this level, that's really not excusable. I mean, you have to know how to time your items. All you need is 2-3 seconds. Well, okay, 4-5 seconds, you know, to get from Mega to Red Armor. But that's fine. Pascal's shaft will make up the difference. And it's now 3-1. Of course, Pascal's in a do-or-die situation here. He lost the last map very narrowly by 1 frag, so he has to beat here to force a third map in the best-of-3 series. And with 8 minutes remaining, XBR getting caught from that, trying his own fake jump. He got LG'd in the air. That's got to be demoralizing. Lagstaff now using full advantage, full use of that ping advantage. I can't really see the efficiency from QTV, but it's up there, probably around 30%. Learn something new every day. Ah! Elite! I'm gonna have to buy Kukushka some beers, or whoever coded that. Now XBR now got position here on the green on the red armor. He escaped from Mega. That means that somebody's got the Mega. No, nobody has the Mega. It's either already spawned and they just don't give a shit, or I'm missing something. Yeah, there it is. So they're not really concerned about the Mega so far. I mean, XBR really just wants to get the hell out of there. He needs to build up that armor control, and that's what he has now. He's got the red now for, looks like, the second consecutive time. Blackstep with that patented DAG position at top of the GL, and that's a very good position when you don't have red but you have a good LG. It's sweet. Pascal trying to sneak away to the red. XBR quickly though there, but no, he's gonna give it up anyway. I guess he likes the Mega better. Okay, now good move here. He needs to... Oh, he stopped. Why did you stop? You had enough time to get to the red under Lagstaff's nose, but nope. Too late now. Pascal has control of this center. And of course, control of the red. Not even close. Not even close in terms of shaft. XBR needs to learn that quickly, because if he keeps using shaft against shaft, it'll be 25-1. There, that's the proper weapon to use, the rocket launcher. Now Pascal has 4 rockets left, but he's cutting off XBR at the pass. Beautiful frag by XBR though. They trade frags on XBR with that crazy... Oh man, the crazy midair didn't get him the upper hand in the red though. Pascal getting the red even though they were both there. And Pascal had 4 health after that shotgun battle. XBR with a good spawn now. Get up top there and defend that red. Okay, red is secure. Plenty of rockets and a telefrag. That's a way to open up the frag score. 9-1 now. XBR teleporting into the rocket. Oh, narrowly missing that final rocket. It was XBR. He could have gotten at least traded a frag there. But that's what separates the men from the boys. 4 minutes remaining, and it's looking more and more hopeless. Pascal just picked up the Mega. Yeah, that LG. I mean, XBR can't get in that LG range. And I think he's given up now. Pascal really hasn't dipped below 33% with the LG. He's sitting at 33.8% now, more than half of the time elapsed. So a fantastic showing on Lamping from Pascal, and nothing less than you would expect. Now, a good question is, for the third and final map, where will they play? I'd imagine that they'd have to play on a Russian server for it to be fair, but what can I tell you? Xterm landing all the shots he needs. With a minute 30 remaining, it's game over now. Just let's see if they can pull up some pretty frags, or if Pascal are going to play serious until the end and keep XBR at one frag. No chance in hell to beat that LG for XBR, but if a telefrag comes your way, will you say no? You'll take it with open arms. So as I expected, some nice frags there. A telefrag followed by a blind grenade direct, I think. They're just spinning their mouses wildly and mashing their keyboard right now. Two to two, and the final minute is upon us. Now be advised that this Xterm guy a couple of years ago actually beat Paradox in a group game in QHLAN, and there's Paradox himself joining QTV. So it looks like overall Pascal is stronger, as he narrowly lost, and now he has absolutely destroyed XBR in 10 minutes. XBR with 3 health finally getting an LG kill. So the final score is going to be 1-1 in maps, and this map will be 25-7. Finally, the final LG percentage was 31% for Pascal, and a lot more mega health for Pascal, which really means he controlled the map better. So now where will they play the third map? Decisions. I guess they're going to randomize it. Random select from XBR will go in XBR's favor. And they are going to another IP. See if I can find it. Where are they? TKT, what the hell is that? Ah, I see it. 14 at butt.se. Zero, 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 zero. And I am in. And so is the countdown begun. The final map of XPR versus Xterm. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. XPR now with the full start. Oh, this is going to be interesting. And now XPR, of course, with the land ping. Let's see if he can take the same advantage that Pascal did. He misses the LG, but you don't need the LG, and you don't want the LG, because if you have the LG, you will lose. Just use the rocket launcher, get those shots in. What the, where did XPR get the LG from? I'm too slow for this game, I'm sorry. So it's 0-0. Pascal with the green armor gets XPR off balance. The XPR didn't expect him to be there. So now XPR should take the red at 1-0-0. Yeah, he'll take it 3 seconds too early. So that's going to be about 10 seconds to sync the Mega with the red, which is too much now. It's going to give Pascal to get in position. And XPR is forced to use the tube, and again, the timing is off. And I mean, he was forced to use the tube to make it to red. But guys, I mean, you gotta work on your timing. This is unacceptable. 4 seconds or 5 seconds is all you need. Pascal there waiting, just under a GL, just out of sight of XPR. And XPR is out of rockets. Pascal has one rocket. He's going to make his move for the rocket pack, which is going to give XPR possibility here to get the... No. He's not going to get the red. Well, he's going to use a smart move and take the Mega. Pascal with two rockets left from that 5 rocket pack. XPR now in the DAG position, but he's not really... He's a bit off to the side. Let's see what happens here. Pascal going to fake it, a bump down to below. XPR is going to go for it. He's going to get baited and switched. And a spawn frag right off of that. That's the oldest trick in the book. There's actually a better way to do it. I can show you guys if you want. There's a real pro way to do it that only I know. XPR though with 4 health. Look at that. That red armor. So all is not lost. He has 5 rockets from the grenade launcher. And he's gonna get trapped here. Classic trap of the LG teleporter by Pascal. Just watch and learn, guys, how it's done. That was just very well executed. Pascal now entering his robot mode. 4-0 for Pascal. .5% LG in the opening 3.5 minutes here for Pascal. Now XPR, when you take this Mega, do not go through tube. I'm telling you, don't do it. There's 71 cells for you. I'm telling you, don't do it. I mean, it's just wasting your mega. You have to go around the shells corridor, whatever the fuck you call it, you know, and try to go around GL. The tube is just a dead end. Pascal defending the red armor there, wastes his last rocket on the spam, and he's down to his LG now. He's got 66 cells, which is enough for 4 kills at his accuracy, and he's gonna miss, of course, first couple of cells there. I mean, anybody who I praise, they're gonna miss something. So XBR now has an opportunity to control the Mega and the rocket back. Now, if he plays this smart, he can force Pascal out of red just on the virtue of losing all those cells and having to go for some kind of ammunition. So, but that will be hard because Pascal already has 65 cells, and it's going to be real hard to get Pascal to waste all the cells. Now he does have Pascal the green armor. Of course he doesn't know that, and there it is. Because he doesn't know that, in the back comes the shaft in the butthole, and it's going to be 5-0. But that's hard for XBR to know that that Pascal could possibly be there. I mean, I'd expect Pascal to be at the grenade launcher camping that top spot, so real good. I mean, it was a risky move by Pascal, honestly, but it paid off. Now finally, XBR here with a red armor. 4 rockets and nothing else. So Pascal with a full pack of, and here's the DAG pose again. This is called the DAG come and get it pose. You have the upper elevation advantage, and with a good shaft, that's what happens. Just, there's no way to defeat it. 40% flat for Pascal. Just the sickest LG you're gonna see today. Paradox was barely getting up to 33, 34. So, of course, Repi is a better dodger than XBR, but what can I tell you? Pascal very confident. Rocket jumping, even though he had only 2 rockets, and the backpack is going to give him 8 more from XBR. Now he's just tracking those frags effortlessly, and I mean, he couldn't lose this map if he tried. Now it's going to be 2-1 to Pascal, unless, you know, it's the second coming and Jesus Christ himself coming down here and tells XBR that he's going to win. 3 minutes remaining, 10-0. Pascal supremely confident in his abilities. And XBR just out of options. And there, finally, he evenly matched Pascal shaft for shaft, but nothing came out of it. And Pascal has that upper advantage now at the GL area. Lacks up backpedaling. Mega safe and soundly his. So here XPR comes, let's see if he knows where Pascal is. Nope, he gets caught a bit off guard. This is most of the LG, and you knew the result of that fight halfway through the fight. I wonder if this is 100% efficiency now for Pascal, or maybe XPR on board, I'm not sure. But if that's what it is, wow. So, nothing more to do but sit back and enjoy the last couple of minutes here. Whoops. Peekaboo. XPR, unless his shotgun shoots at 10,000 rounds per second, yeah, you get some shells finally. Oh yeah, that background noise. The FBI is on to me, so I'm not gonna be here for a long time. Ooh, XPR grabbing a frag. You know, in the last couple of seconds, minutes of a game, that's when they come, and when that 100% efficiency goes away. So XPR up on the board with one frag now, and a shat frag at that. And now he's gonna miss all those cells. So yeah, that's gonna be Pascal over XPR, 2-1. And Pascal doing it on XPR's home server after they played one in, well, they played two in Russia and one in Sweden or Finland or whatever. So I'm not sure who Pascal will play, but Paradox will play Griffin, I think. Or is it Rippy will play Blot? Final score is 16-2. And XPR drops immediately, a little bit disappointed, I guess. And I just want to see the LG here, 36.4%. I mean, it went down a little bit, but it was in the 40s for a long time. And almost twice as much damage given as taken. That's just ridiculous in terms of damage output. Thanks for watching, and in Diablo Nova, Scapa Digit Leaf.